Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to participate with me in this next song called Yes, Yes, Mommy. You can say those words, right? Let's try it together. Yes, yes, mommy. Or if your daddy's there, yes, yes, daddy. As we sing this song, nod your head up and down cheerfully. Yes, yes.
When mommy said, will you come here? I say, yes, yes, mommy. Jesus, I'm glad to hear you say, yes, yes, mommy. When mommy said, will you come here? I say, yes, yes, mommy. Jesus, I'm glad to hear you say, yes, yes, mommy.
Now we're going to sing Hello, Little Turtle. Let's wave our hands when we sing hello. Can you try that with me? Wave your hand. Hello. Then we can sign the word Jesus. Do you remember how to do that? You touch your middle finger on one hand to the palm of your other hand, and then you switch. You take the middle finger on the other hand, and you touch the palm of the opposite hand. You can sign the word Jesus when we sing, Do You Know Jesus Made You? Let's try it.
Hello, little turtle, come out of your shell. Do you know that Jesus made you? Hello, little turtle, come out of your shell. Do you know that Jesus made you? Hello, little turtle, come out of your shell. Do you know that Jesus made you? Hello, little turtle, come out of your shell. Do you know that Jesus made you?
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. When Jesus was at the wedding, what did they run out of?
Grape juice.
Grape juice. The people getting married would be so embarrassed and feel sad when they found out they ran out of grape juice. Question 2. The servants did not understand why Jesus told them to fill the pots with water. They needed juice. But did they do it anyways?
Yes!
Yes, they did. They loved Jesus, so they did whatever he asked them to. And question 3. What came out of the water pots when they poured it into the cups to serve?
Grape juice! Yummy!
Grape juice. The very best grape juice ever. Jesus showed that he is so nice and cares even about what makes us happy. Our lesson today is The Sloth. Ecclesiastes 10:18.
Through sloth, through sinks in.
Have you ever heard of sloth?
No.
Sloths like to live in the jungle. They live high up in the trees, and they stay there most of the time. A sloth only comes down from the trees about once a week. That's not very much. Sloths move very slowly. What does a sloth look like?
Some kind of monkey.
Yes, it looks kind of like a monkey. With teeny tiny ears and almost raccoon eyes. What about their claws? What do those look like?
They're huge. They're longer than your finger.
They use them to hold on to the trees. Sometimes tiny plants grow on a sloth's back. Those plants are called algae, and they make the sloth look green. Sloths have very strong arms. They use their arms to climb through the trees. They can also hang from branches for hours. Do you like to hang on things? Have you ever been on monkey bars at a park? That's a good way to get strong arms. Or do you help carry things for your parents from the car? That can help you get strong arms too, like a sloth. A sloth can swim really well, and their favorite food to eat are the leaves and a little bit of fruit. Sloths can go days without eating or drinking. Can you do that? I can't do that, which is probably a good thing that they can go days without eating or drinking because it takes them so long to go anywhere. Sloths go so slowly, there's even a word named for them. It's a very old word, but if your mommy or daddy says you are slothful, does that mean you're going really fast?
Slow.
That means going slow.
But we move really, really fast.
Yes. So we don't want to be slothful. We need to work a little harder, move a little faster. When Jesus was little, Jesus was not slothful. Instead of being slow and sad about helping, what do you think Jesus did?
He helped a lot.
He helped a lot. He was quick. Are you a sloth?
Nope.
No, you're a little girl. Even when he was little, Jesus was a good worker. Jesus wants us to be busy helpers, just like he was, instead of just hanging around like a sloth.
Yeah, because sloths go really slow.
Let's let the sloths be sloths. Let's be more like Jesus, a quick, happy helper, not slow like the sloth. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is John 2:5. Whatever he says to you, do it. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. Do it. John 2:5. Whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. Do it. John 2:5.
Thanks so much for joining us again today, worshiping God and learning about the sloth. And about Jesus at the wedding, you can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week until we have a new one out on Sunday. And don't forget to get your coloring picture from startingwithjesus.com. We make those just for you, and your memory verse is on it too, so you can share it and be a little witness for Jesus. Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for making the sloths. Thank you for how strong they are and how fun they look. But we also pray that you would help us to be quick, happy helpers, obedient to you and obedient to our parents. Please bless us this week in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us for our closing song, Do It.
Whatsoever he saith unto you, whatsoever he saith unto you,
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.